Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
Raise your hands right now. Welcome into the
praise unto your name. Come on, can we do that right now? Just welcome him. Come on.
Oh, we worship you,
yes,
Jesus.
We do, Lord.
We magnify your name.
Come on, welcome him tonight. Come on, come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We want to welcome the Spirit of the Lord here. We want to welcome God Almighty here today. We came for no other reason than to what? Praise the Lord. Amen. And we want to worship him. And we want to worship him in the beauty of holiness. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. It is wonders to perform. Hallelujah. I thank God for each and every one of you today. I am Elder Anyweather. I will be your presider. To you who are out there on listening to us by phone, God bless you. For our pastor in her absence, Lord bless and touch. Amen. And see recovery. God is good today. Amen. This morning, we are here, and we can praise the Lord. We can talk. We have our hands. So you got hands today? Why don't you praise him? Give it up. We love him because of who he is. And now we're going to, the Lord says unto us today, I had Psalms 95, but he changed it on me in the spring. Psalms 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence, what? With singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. Help me, Lord. We are his what?
People
and the sheep of his pasture. We enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. 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 His mercy is everlasting. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. Hallelujah. And his truth endures to all generations. He was good enough for my mama. Hallelujah. He was good enough for grandma. And he's good enough for me. And he's good enough for my house. So we bless the Lord today. That is our call to worship. And now as we continue on, we're going to go into prayer, intercessory prayer. In the presence of the Lord, we're going to ask that you close your eyes in the presence of the Lord. Father God, we continue to worship you. We're not getting started. Lord God, we're already worshiping you right now. We thank you, Lord God, for the shifting of the atmosphere when we got here. There was already a praise going on, Lord God. There was songs of praise. And Lord God, we thank you today for your mercy. We thank you for your truth. And Lord God, I often talk about you. And you said those that love you, they talk about you, Lord. And I talk about your mercies, Lord God. But not just mercy, tender mercy. Tender mercy. Hallelujah. Tender mercy, Lord God. So we, Lord God, we welcome you in this place. We thank you, Lord God, for everything you have done in our lives, Father God. As we come now, Lord God, we thank you for the shifting of the atmosphere. Hallelujah. We thank you for an opportunity to worship you today and to serve you today and to bless you today. Father, there is so much for us to pray about. There is so much to talk to you about. That this little time will not allow. But, Lord God, we are here. And, Father, today as we seek your face, Lord God, we want to hear a word from the Lord today. It is our prayer, Lord God, that you, Lord God, would bless, oh God, not only the speaker, Lord God, but for those who come to participate in what you are doing, oh God. Father, our bodies are frail and weak, but you are mighty and strong. Paul said, Lord God, he prayed three times that you would move his infirmity, but you told him his grace, your grace was sufficient enough for him. Lord God, so we thank you for your sufficiency today.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
It is not about us, Lord. It is about you. Lord, may we be in and may you be in us. Father God, we seek you now for this nation, Lord God. We pray today that the nation of the United States of America, where we live, the land of the free,
home of the brave, Lord God. Those are the words they say, but Lord God, you know the truth. So Lord God, we come to a holy God today. We are lifting up the United States of America, Lord God. This is where we live, Lord God. This is where we live, move, and have our being, Lord God. And Lord God, we pray for the president on down, Lord God, from the White House to every capital, Lord God, in every state in the union, Lord God. We pray for every public official. Timothy tells us, as Paul told Timothy, to pray for the king. So, Lord God, we don't have a king, but we have a president. You said, pray for those in authority over us, that we may live a quiet and peaceful life, Lord God. And this is pleasing to you, Lord God. So we pray for them today. We pray not only, Lord God, for government officials, but, Lord God, we pray for our pastors and our teachers, for the spiritual leaders, Lord God, those that are in the house of prayer, Lord God. This is your house, Lord God. So we are praying for every one of your ministers, your elders, your pastors, your teachers, Lord God, your bishops, your apostles, Lord God. Whomever you have called, Lord God, we are lifting them up to you, Lord God, today. Father, that we will take our toast today and that we will do what it is you have called us to do. Lord God, we are not called to make friends. We are called to teach the gospel in truth and in the power of your spirit, Lord God. Because if we teach it and tell it like it really is, Lord God, we're going to make some people mad, Father, because their deeds are done in darkness. But you come to tell us to expose those deeds so that they may have life eternal if they will accept what you are saying, Lord God. But, Lord God, we didn't come bashing nobody over the head. We do it in the spirit of love and meekness because that's what you did for us. So, Lord God, we lift them up today. Father, we lift up those who are infirmed among us, Lord God. Those that are sick, Lord God, and afflicted, Lord God. Different ailments and diseases and problems, Lord God. From strokes and heart attacks, Father. Kidney, Lord God, we need your touch today. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, Lord God, we need your touch today. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that I loose your healing virtue right now, Lord God. You told me we have not because we ask not. So, Lord God, I ask that you loose your spirit, Lord God, to touch your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Heal us, Lord God. Father, we thank you for the medicine that we have. But, Lord, I would much rather be healed and made whole as I could. Hallelujah. And I believe you today. I believe you today. Thank you, Lord. And for the one that may be saying, help thou my unbelief. Lord God, help us, Lord. Because unbelief will cause us to miss your blessing. Unbelief will cause us to miss what you are doing amongst your people today. And Lord God, we praise you, Lord God. Lord God, we praise you for our communities that this church is in and in every house of worship and prayer, Lord God. Every community right now. Everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. Father, as I was studying, I heard that David would bless the people. So, Lord God, I bless your people today. I bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And may the blessings of God Almighty, because you know what each of us needs. You know what each of us stands in true need of. And so, Lord God, today, we know that you may not come when we want you to come. But we know that you're going to show up right on time. Because you are a way maker. You are a provider. Oh, God, you are the source of our strength. Oh, Lord God, we honor you today. And we bless you. For those, oh, God, of our church family, Lord God, that is not here, who, again, you know, I pray, Lord God, they are listening in. Because we pray that you will speak to our hearts today. So, Lord God, let your kingdom come, let your will be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have a song now, Guest of Honor. And after Guest of Honor, we're going to have our own Brother Farrell Mack come and read our devotional scripture today found in Psalm 66. And then we'll have an opening prayer by Mother Kimmel. Then we're going to all go into praise and worship. Not go into, but continue. And if you didn't come to praise the Lord, if you came to support somebody, amen. But I hope you came to praise the Lord, amen. Because it is God that makes the difference. There's a song that says, having you there, Lord God, makes the difference in my life. So having him in our lives is what makes the difference.
So after praise and worship, we will have Apostle Matt come up and speak the word of God. Amen. And he'll give us our benediction. And then we'll go on up the King's Highway together. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you today in the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Elder Tolles will be coming from Psalm 66, I'll be reading 1 through 5. My Bible has a caption that says, "Praise to God for his awesome works." To the chief musician, a psalm. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name, make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing for the sons of men. May God have a blessing to the reader, the words, the doers, and the singers of his word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah today, Lord God. God, we thank you today, Lord God. Lord, we bless you, Lord God. For you are worthy to be praised, oh God. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the sun, we give you praise, Lord God. You are our guest of honor right now, Lord God. Not only in the sanctuary, Lord God, but in our hearts, Lord God. Oh, God, we worship you today. For you are a healing God. You are a loving God. You are a forgiving God. We thank you, Lord God, for your spirit this morning. We thank you that you opened our eyes and allowed us to come to the house of worship one more time. We pray right now, Lord God, for the service, Lord God. We thank you for what has already gone forth, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that the word will come forth, Lord God, that it will do what you have appointed it to do, Lord God. It will cut going in and cut coming out. And then the word will soothe us, Lord God. The word is not filthy, Lord God. The word is what we stand on, that firm foundation, Lord God, that we need, Lord God, in order to go our way every day. We have to be built on a solid ground, Lord God, so that we won't be shaking, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for Apostle Matt, Lord God, who bring the word, Lord God. We pray for our pastor and our actress, Lord God. Continue to bless and keep her, Lord God. Father God, then open our eyes, Lord God. Open our ears, Lord God. Open our mind, Lord God, that we might hear your word. That we might not only hear, but do your word. We want to be doers of your word, Lord God. We want to just have a closer walk with you, Lord God. We can do that by prayer, Lord God. We can do that by reading your word, Lord God. We can do it in songs, Lord God. Oh, God, we just lift you up this morning. For you are worthy to be praised. You are the great I am. You are the rose of care. You are the lily of the valley. You are the bright and morning sun. You are everything that we need, Lord God. And we worship you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being in our midst already, Lord God. God, when we got here, you were here, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for our aches and our pains. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for Block Talk, Lord God. Bless everybody on Block Talk. Bless everybody here under the sound of my voice, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we just come before you. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Lord God, we pray for the word that is going to come forth, Lord God. We know that your word is life building, Lord God. And we thank you for the word, Lord God, that will come forth. We pray and we ask all of this in your darling son Jesus' name. Amen and thank God.
Amen. Good morning, church family. Good morning. I'm just here this morning to welcome our visitors. Amen. If you are visiting for the first time, can you please stand up? State your name. If you're affiliated with a church, you can do that and go up. Amen. Can you speak up so that our Block Talk listeners can hear you? So you gotta like maybe shout. Amen. Well, welcome, Chip. Thank you. Amen. Welcome. Pastor Wagner absent, I would just like to thank you for a coffee hand. Amen. 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 Thank you for a coffee hand. And we hope that something is said or done during this worship experience that will touch your heart to grow closer to the Lord in this Christian walk. And we also want to welcome Apostle Matt and Lady Beth with us. Amen. So great to have you all in the house this morning. Can't wait for the word of God to come forth. It is now time for praise and worship. Amen. So feel free to stand up, have your hands, shout, dance, play instruments and the pews as we go forth and give God all the glory and honor that is due unto him. Amen. Amen.
Hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
To our God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. To our God. It's
to our God.
Every praise. It's
to our God.
Let's take it up one more time. Every praise. Come on, everybody.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
worship you, oh God, from the rising of the sun till the going down of the same. We worship you, we worship you, oh God.
We're so thankful and grateful No. My wife is giving me signals from the pew, so she's got my back. Praise God. Yeah. Oh, the king. I'll speak louder. Okay, thank you. Praise God. I want to thank God for his first lady, Beth. Elder, it's great to hear you and opening up the service for us. And Pastor Black, in her absence, we honor her. Thank God for our associate pastor who's here. One of our elders is here, Elder Dennis, and for the rest of the ecclesia that's here, we greet you. We thank God for the opportunity. To all the mothers in the church, we thank God for you in Jesus' name. So today I want to speak to you for a moment about He's working it out. My opening scripture is Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Thank God for my new friend Skip and his family being here. Thank God for you, sir. Praise God. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. King James Version. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And it says, my God shall liberally supply, fill to the full. I'm sorry, this is classic amplified. And my God will liberally supply, fill to the full, your every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. May God add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. So we can stand on the promises of God. How many of you know that? Yes. When God says a thing, he means to do a thing. Sometimes while we're waiting for it to show up, though, how many of you know we forget he will do what he's promised? He'll do what he's promised. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the first part of it, in the World English Translation, 2 Peter 3, 9, it says, God will do what he has promised, and he is not as slow as some people think he is. I just love that. Romans chapter 4, verse 21, New International Version says, being fully persuaded that God has power to do what he has promised. He's got power to do it. And now I'm going to reread our opening scripture out of the King James Version, and I want you to say this after me. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now I want you to make it personal. Say this. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You receive that? Hallelujah. Now you need to understand, that is talking about me and you. Hear this. It says all my needs, not some of them, all of them. All my needs, not just a few of them, all of them. Not just ones I don't really need him to, or the small things. No, it's all things, including the big things. Things you didn't think he heard you when you were praying. Things the enemy has been saying to you, he'll do it for them, but he won't do it for you. No, 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 no. The devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar. My God shall supply. Now, I know a lot of times people use the scripture to give comfort to saints who are going through something. They'll tell them not to worry because God is going to supply. Now, some promises are conditional. Then there are unconditional promises. And this promise, my God shall supply all that mine have need of, is an unconditional promise. It's to whosoever will. Doesn't matter where you're from, what condition you're in, life is in, it doesn't matter if you're blind, bull-legged, cross-eyed, or crippled, or crazy. My God shall supply. This promise is for everyone who wants to walk in it. It is God who opened it up, not you. God didn't do it. You didn't do it. God did it. He is the one who declared and decreed this 8, very familiar passage of Scripture, Romans chapter 8, verse 28, King James Version. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. Excuse me. I neglected to introduce some other friends of mine. They don't like me to do it. I just felt like I needed to do it anyway. I want to thank God for Jeff and Aaron being here today. So beautiful to see you guys. What a wonderful blessing. I apologize for that. So God's going to work it out. And I don't give a flip, Jack, what you're going through right now. It's going to work together for the good. Come on, somebody. I don't care if this week or this month or even this last year has been the worst you've ever had in your life. Maybe even part of the reason it's so jacked up is you made some of the bad decisions. God sent me here to tell you today from the Word of God, one of his unconditional promises says, all things will work together for the good. All things are working together for the good. God is the only one that can take your mess and make your mess work for you and for his glory. My God. I don't care how hopeless it looks. I don't care how big the situation is. I don't care if you are standing in front of three Goliaths. Now look, now think of that. David was standing in front of one. You may be standing in front of three. But God sent me here to tell you, he's given you three unstoppable stones with an unstoppable promise, making an unstoppable way where there is no way. Sometimes when we start something, we are not sure what it's going to look like when it's finished. It's like a little girl who was busy drawing and coloring and with great intensity. Her mother said, honey, what on earth are you doing? She said, I'm making a picture of God, Mom. Her mother said, well, sweetheart, don't you know that nobody knows what God looks like? She said, yes, but they will as soon as I'm done. If it were possible to look over God's shoulder and see what God is up to in our lives, we may ask God, what are you doing? God says to you today, I'm about to make a diamond out of all of your broken pieces. Oh, that's a word for somebody. God's about to make a diamond out of all your broken pieces, all the things that you thought were broken, all the things that you thought weren't coming together. God is bringing about a change in Jesus' name. You might be thinking the enemy may try to get you to think, well, God, don't you know? It's too big. It seems like it's impossible. God's response is, I know it looks impossible, but I am the God of the impossible. I'm working it out anyway. Now listen to this. You see, the size of your faith is not limited by the size of your God. I just want to get that in your spirit. I know I'm short on time, so I can't linger too long, but I just got to say this again. Skip, the size of your faith is not limited by the size of your God, brother. Hallelujah. The size of your faith, I'm just reading it again so that it gets you in your spirit, woman of God. The size of your faith is not limited by the size of your God. We all have something to do in the kingdom of God. You're alive right now because God's got something in the kingdom he still wants you to be doing. It may seem too big for you, but it's not too big for your God. If we are only willing to do the things that we know and that we are capable of, we'd never be driven to our knees to meet God and ask the question, God, who am I that you would call me to such a time as this? Our response to that question is the Lord says, my child, doesn't make much of a difference who you are. I am all you need. I'm the one that's working it out, says the Lord. I'm the one that's working it out. I'm working it out for you. The challenge which comes before us can come, it can come up anywhere, at home, on the job, at church, or in school. We have to be willing to believe that God is still working it out. God tried to tell you today, you may not have loved me yesterday, but something is happening in the spirit. confessing your love for God in this moment, and God says, He'll take all things. I said, all things that have come against you, every sin, every mistake, He'll turn it around and make it work for you in Jesus' name. He's working it out, saints. He's working it out. He'll make your enemies jealous. He'll make your enemies jealous. They said it was going to kill you. Folks said you weren't going to make it. Then they'll look at you and start saying, you're supposed to be down, Elder. You look at them and say, yeah, but I'm falling in love with a man called Jesus. And I'm claiming His promises to me that all things are working. I said, all things are working. I'm here to tell you, I don't care how jacked up the situation is, you got a God that's forgiven. I know one of the promises, unconditional promises, is if you confess your sins, confess your missteps, confess your mistakes, He is faithful and just to forgive you. He's faithful and just. Now, someone may be dealing with an enemy, and the enemy is trying to keep you on a guilt trip, saying, yeah, that's fine for you, Apostle Matt, but you don't know what I've done. I don't, but God does, and He says it's over. I've not only forgiven it, I've erased it from you. Now, listen to this statement. You may be 100% guilty, but you serve a 100% God. Mother, you may be, the people that come into your life, they may be 100% guilty, but you just declare to them, we serve a 100% God. Amen. Hallelujah. He said He will never leave you nor forsake you, Hebrews 13:5. He will never leave you nor forsake you, no, not ever. Right now, He's turning your situation around. I said, right now, God is turning it around. First Lady Beth has preached a sermon many times. Said that He's a turnaround God. He's a turnaround God. And you know what? God loves jacked up people. Thank God. He doesn't want you to stay that way, of course. But He'll come by a man who was born blind, and he'll take some mud, and He'll make him well. He'll meet a woman who had several husbands, and not just talk to her, but set her free. Now, there's this translation of the Bible called the Message Translation. It's not very accurate concerning the original language, but it's really fun. One of the scriptures, whether that I read that I really liked is, it's in Psalms. It says, God, don't take me to the woodshed again. I'm tired. Anybody ever been to the woodshed? Oh, Jesus. I came from that. I'm old enough to come from that generation where Mama used to take me to the woodshed. Yeah, hallelujah. This is the Message Translation. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 25 through 30, the Message Translation. Human wisdom is so tiny, so impotent, next to the seeming absurdity of God. Human strength can't begin to compete with God's weakness. Take a look, good friends, at who you were when you got called into this life. I don't see many of the brightest and the best. I don't see many of the brightest and the best among you. Not many influential, not many from high society families. Isn't it obvious that God deliberately chose, listen to that, God deliberately chose men and women, and the culture overlooks and exploits and abuses, chose these nobodies to expose the hollow pretenses of the somebody. That makes it quite clear that none of you can get away with blowing your own horn before people. I'm sorry, y'all. It just cracked me up. None of you can get away with blowing your own horn before God. Pastor Black, I know you're listening. You're probably just laughing right now. Everything, this is verse 30, everything that we have, right thinking, right living, a clean state, slate, and a fresh start, comes from God by way of Jesus Christ. Amen? Now, He's the only one who can change your situation, because He's a faithful God. He's a faithful God. I said He's a faithful God. And he's able to turn this thing around and work all things together. He's working it out, saints. He's working it out. You don't understand. I'm standing here because he's faithful. If it had not been for Jesus, where would I be? Come on, y'all know that song. If it had not been for Jesus, where would I be? Oh, we used to sing that in the old church. He's faithful. It's the faithfulness of God that's stepping into your life right now and turning stuff around. God is fixing your stuff in an instant, quicker than quick, sooner than soon. The word says, and suddenly, God. Some of you might be frustrated because it seems like it's taken so long. Anybody ever been there? Oh, you've been hearing something is going to happen. Something's happening. Yet it seems like you're moving backwards instead of forwards, wondering what's going on, thinking, I didn't do all the right things. I didn't do right all the time. But God, something needs to change. God sent me here to tell you today, God is beginning the end. Suddenly, God in your life today. I don't think you heard me. God is beginning the end. Suddenly, God in your life today. Today is the day, man of God. Today is the day, woman of God. God is getting ready to show up and show out. He's stepping into your situation right now because his promises are sure. All things are working together for good. I remember in the church I came up in, they used to say, he may not come when you want him, but he's an on-time God. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. We have an on-time God. I hear God saying he's coming. The waiting is over. He's coming. To quote a famous preacher, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. Don't be worrying while doing, for in due season, at the appointed time, you shall reap. And can I prophesy to you, the appointed time has come. He promised. He promised all things. He promised all things. Now, I don't know who I'm talking to, but he promised. It's an unconditional promise. All things are working together. They're working right now. They're working right now. The word says, before his word will fail, heaven and earth will pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away. You've had words spoken to you by God. You've had words spoken over you by ministers, by friends, by family. And God is going to complete those words in your life. Everything God is going to get for you is already set aside to happen. God took 3.5 million people out of Egypt and brought them into the promised land. So he's taking you out. So he can take you in. I got to say it again. He's taking you out so he can take you in. He's taking you out, delivering you so he can take you into what he has already promised you. Now listen to this. Before Israel left Egypt, I got to run. Before they left being bound up, God was already ahead of their breakthrough, making a promised land for them to come into. Listen to this out of Deuteronomy chapter 6, 10 through 11. And when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you and with great and goodly cities, watch this, which you did not build, houses full of good things which you did not fill. Cisterns hewn out which you did not hew. And vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant. He's bringing you out so he can bring you in. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Give the Lord praise. You've been given exceedingly great and precious promises. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 1, for those that are taking notes. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, King James Version. Whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these, by those promises, you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Hebrews chapter 6. I'm not going to expound. I don't have time. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, watch this, in which it was impossible for God to lie. I just noticed that one person got that. It's impossible for God to lie. God wouldn't have said that to you if he was lying to you about it. Can I preach for a moment? God wouldn't have prophesied that to you if it wasn't going to come to pass. He already knew all the mess that you were going to jacked up in. He already knew all the side places that you were going to go. He already knew all the unbelief that you were going to have, but he called you anyway. He was ministering to you anyway. He was calling you forth anyway. It's impossible for God to lie. Now listen, God's promise for you is so big, and he's been taking some time putting things together, but it's beginning to happen. Your suddenly God has come. Your season has come. He said, all things have been working. They've been working right under your nose. They've been working right under your nose, and you didn't even see it. You didn't even see that God was doing what God was doing. But God is making all things working together for good. He's doing those things, and you can't even see all the things that God is doing. Now, the enemy knows he's been caught as well. Let me read to you another unconditional promise. Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 and 14, the Classic Amplified. Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. Moses told the people, fear not. Well, that's a good promise. Stand still. That's another good promise. Stand firm. That's another good promise. Stand confident. That's another great promise. Be not dismayed. And see the salvation of the Lord, which he works for you, listen to this, today. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Today. For the Egyptians, which you have seen today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest. Let me paraphrase this. The enemy you see today, you will see no more tomorrow. I want to talk to you who have been going through what seems to be a long night of the soul. Others are excited about the growth of the ministry, the growth in their lives, and but you may not be seeing it in your life yet, like you see it happening in others. There are those, it seems like it's been a long night of the soul. Every day you get up, it seems like you're looking at the same thing day after day. Some of you thought things would have ended within a few months ago, but it's still going on. But you're still getting up. You're still getting up, but you're wondering, when is this going to be over? I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. God sent me here to tell you all things are working together for your good. While you've been waiting, God's been busy doing. While you've been waiting, God's been using you here, using you there to bless someone else. While you've been waiting, God's been busy preparing your suddenly God moment. And can I prophesy to you, your moment has come. You didn't think when you got up this morning, I'm gone today, but I didn't know that this was my day. Yeah, this is your day. This is your day for breakthrough. This is the day the Lord has made. This is your day. It's been a long night of the soul, but I'm still trusting God. It's been a minute, but I'm still praising God. It seems like it's not going to end, but now suddenly God is showing up to do something. God is moving the hindrances out of your way. God is moving the enemy that has been coming against you out of your way. And here's another unconditional promise. Deuteronomy 28, verse 7, the Classic Amplified. I love this verse. This is one of my warfare verses. The Lord shall cause the enemy who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come against you in one way and flee before you seven ways. The enemy that has come against you will flee before you seven ways. Now weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. Joy coming in the morning. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? It's morning. Well, we're talking to you now. But joy has come. It may have looked before today that you were going away from it. It may have looked like it wasn't going to happen for you. But God sent me here to tell you he's been working out all things on your behalf. Due season, appointed time has come. Praise God for it. Now, how would you act if you just won the $200 million lottery? Woo! I got one person that'll be excited about $200 million. Three people. Come on, somebody. Even if the facts have one decision, the facts are not final. God's working it all things out. Keep believing. What you felt was hopeless, what you felt was true, God said, I'm working all things out for my glory. God has the final say. Now, in closing today, let me read a scripture out of the Message translation. 1 Peter chapter 5. Verses 8 through 11. You might want to prepare another song for this. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 11. Keep a cool head. Stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce. It would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Keep up your guard. You're not the only ones plunged into these hard times. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on the faith. The suffering won't last forever. It won't be long before this generous God, who has great plans for you in Christ, eternal and glorious plans they are, will have you put together and on your feet for good. He gets the last word in Jesus' name. Give the Lord praise. Now, before that last song goes forth, Father, right now in Jesus' name, everybody under the sound of my voice, I release your healing balm of Gilead. Over the airwaves and over here in person, Father, I release the healing balm of Gilead. Pastor, we've already prayed for you, but I want to come into agreement with those prayers that right now the healing balm of Gilead, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, rushes through your body even right now. And I just declare and decree you well and whole in Jesus' name. If those, anybody here or listening online, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, just pray this prayer after me. Jesus, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Deliver me. Set me free. Break the chains that have held me captive. Because the blood of Jesus, I've heard about it. Now I'm having faith for it. That the blood of Jesus is stronger than my chains. And I break those chains in Jesus' name. And I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. I'm born again. I'm free in Jesus' name. Give the Lord praise. Keep praising until the music starts. We're just waiting for the last worship song.
Father, fill us to full and overflow. Let praises rise
from the inside,
from the inside,
from the inside of me.
Father, may you delight in the inside,
in the inside,
delight
in the inside,
in the inside of me.
Come fill my
come
living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, Father, which is my reasonable service. Now fill me, Father, right where I am. Fill me. Fill my mind. Fill my thoughts. There's none of me, and there's all of you.